We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting seven lines from the top. We had a Machlokes Rabbah and Rava. What is the reason why Chazal, Machayev, to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam? What's the reason you have to say that was written in front of you? The Shliach has to say that I saw it be written, I saw it being signed. What does that mean? So Rava said the reason is because Ein Bikin Lashma, and therefore he has to certify that it was Lashma. According to Rashi, you ask him. A few one shot in Rashi, and Taisa says Stama means Lashma, and Rava says that because since there are not a lot of people going back and forth between Din and Siyam Eretz Yisrael, we needed Adim to Mekayim it, and therefore we allowed the Shliach alone to be made on the Chasima of the Shtar, the signatures of the Shtar, of the Get, and therefore that will do the Kiyam Shtaros. And Eretz Yisrael, it's not needed Lefi Rava because there are Bekiyam Lashma there. And Lefi Rava, it sounds like the reason is because Shiaris Mitzuyas, but we'll have to see as we go along. The Gemara will talk about all different cases. But now the Gemara is middle discussing that Lechaira, how is one aid Neman to say this aidus? You usually need two aidim. So the Gemara already answered for Lishma why one aid is Neman, and basically the reason is because really Roiv Bekiim Lishma, and it's only a chshash, a small chshash on Laz, and therefore it was only the Rabbanan Digger Din that you need to have a Eidos that it's a Shema, and usually Chazal makes that Takana the same like a Tyrus, you need to aid him. But Laguna, Kilo Barabanan, that one aid's enough. So now we're up to Rava. So seven lines from top. La Rava, Dama Fishayin, Dim Zuma Kaima, La Boyetrei, you should need to aid him. Midava, Kiyam Stars, Dama. We know every single Kiyam Stars needs to aid him. So why should this be any different? You need to aid him to say that these signatures are legit signatures, and therefore, how could one aid help? And for the Gemara, Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim. We know it's the Klal, Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim. And here it's even a bigger Chiddush, but here we're saying Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim will even work for Kiyam Shtaris, what it's the Gei El Gabi to get. I don't know about collecting the Ksuba, that or maybe not. That's not a B'Yisurim, that's Mammon. But we're in the Gei to get married with this get, Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim should be enough for Kiyam Shtaris at this point. Straight thing, it's not true. Eimar Devin Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim. When do we say the Eid Echa Nem B'Yisurim? If you have a piece of meat in front of you, you're not sure if it's Chelev, which is Aser, or if it's Shumun, which is Mutter. The Lo Yischazik Esura, and it's not a Vade Isser here. There's no Vade Isser over here. There you're Neman. Avahalcha is Yischazik Esura. Here it's Yischazik with the Eishish. Here we know we have Eishish. And you want to take this get and make it that's not Eishish anymore. That's very Yischazik Esura. Who said Eirecha works there? And Havadovash Rebbechim. We said yesterday, Chagashayim is another reason, or it's a continuation of the reason. But let's say it's another reason. Another reason is because by Dovash Rebbe'erva, there's an exerce cost of Dover mi Mamun. There's a limud we learn out from Mamun. Just like Mamun needs to aid him, Dovash Rebbe'erva also needs to aid him. Here, a get is Dovash Rebbe'erva. It's separating the Ishus. So you need to aid him for that. So Eirecha Nem B'Yisurim does not work. So the Gemara. So the Pella is, what does it help for the aid to say that I know these were signed in front of me and this is real signatures? L'chair, it's only one aid. So the Gemara says, but then who the Kiyam Shtaris Namalei Lebay? Really, Kiyam Shtaris should not need aid. You shouldn't even need Kiyam Shtaris. Kira Shlokish, don't worry, Shlokish. Aidim Hachasumim Al Ashtar, Aidim that sign on Ashtar, Nasu Kimishnechkor Edusim Bezdin. It's already like it was Nechkor Edusim Bezdin means that they already questioned these Aidim. These Aidim are certified by Bezdin. So therefore, Ashtar walks in really, it's a Kosher Ashtar, it's Kosher Aidis. Now, why is that? So Rashi says, Deloichotzef Inish Lazufe, which means a person doesn't have a chutzpah to forge an entire Ashtar. Why? Because Seifelis Galah, something like this, is obvious you're going to get caught. Because if you sign two Edim, there has to be real people. And when they ask the people, they say, what are you talking about? I never signed it. So he's to get caught. So therefore, most people will not try a forgery on a star with two Edim because they're scared to get caught. And therefore, it's a chazakah that a person wouldn't do it. That's the Rashi learns. It's a chazakah, a person would never do such a thing. So therefore, really, the Tainus Mezuzah does not work connected to a star because a star is like Edus. And Midaraisa, you don't need Kiyam Stars. The whole din that you need Kiyam Shtaris, that there's a chiyiv to certify these Eidim are legitimate, is only Rabbanan Degadin. And so usually Rabbanan say you need two Eidim, which is the case by regular Kiyam Shtaris. But here, when it comes to get, if you're going to have to find two Eidim to bring the get, they're going to be a guna. She will be waiting for a get longer, and we don't want that to happen. Therefore, Meshum Aguna, Akilu Barabbanan. Why the Rabbanan Matzuchit? But the bottom held that the Lamaisa, there's this, I guess there's some kind of tzad or laz. Teisler is more, it's like a laz, there's a laz. Someone's going to say that it's mezuyif. The guy who says, say, I never wrote that star. The skid is going to say that, and you want to disprove this laz. Therefore, you know, medraisa, he's not really nama, but lemaisa, there'll be a laz, and therefore disprove the laz. You have to bring two edim to stop the laz. But here, we make a, even with one aid, because of a guna kila barabana. Frank the Gemara, but lemaisa, the halacha is, if a guy comes and says mezuyif, you have to certify it. So hay kulu chumruhu. The matzuche trei, if you have, you make and bring the get with two edim, osi baal ma'ara apostle, then the baal will not come and be ma'ara, and he won't be able to apostle it. And according to Tosfos, doesn't mean really apostle it. That means to make a laz. If you have to wait, you won't be able to come and say any pickbook on the star. And if you ask me, like, what's the difference about a laz? Lemaisa, she's not going to be able to get remarried if there's a laz on it. So if you have two edim, osi baal ma'ara apostle, chad, osi baal ma'ara apostle, if there's only one aid, the baal will come ma'ara, and not going to stop the error. So, l'chaira, what does it help making this din of funny nechtam, what does it help doing this? L'chaira, it's still, the baal is still going to be able to do an error, so you didn't toif anything. You made a chumrah that he has to bring an aid, but the aid won't even help anything. So Mara says, no, the aid will help. Why? Because kivan da amamar b'fnei kama noislo, the machlokes on the afheim beis, when the shliach gives over the get, how many people do you have to give it in front of? Rabbi Yechon, Rav Chanina, charam b'fnei shnayim. One man the yomer says you give it in front of two, v'charam b'fnei gimel you give it in front of three, a bezdin of three. So either way, since he's giving it in front of two or three, so his reputation is at stake. Mikara medik daik v'also l'ruy nafshei, his reputation as a shliach, as a mailman, he's going to be, his reputation has a stake, and he's very careful before he takes his job and before he delivers this get that he knows that the baal is 100% sure about what he's doing, and it's 100% legit, this star. And therefore, since there's a chazaka that he is very medaktik, therefore the eight echad has an emanus, and he has an emanus just like two. And therefore, if the baal comes from error, we will not believe the error. We will say, what do you mean? There's two eidim. This eid is like two eidim because he has this chazaka behind him that medik daik, since he's saying it in front of a bezdin, and he's coming and putting his whole reputation out there. Therefore, he will be an eman, and that is the oiftu of the takana of fanai nichtav, fanai nechtam. He would not be believed anymore. No, he would not be believed because once you have when the Chazal gave them amanus of an echad that's kishnayim, then it's like two edim, and they would not be believed. It would not be believed. Last, we'll say, what are you talking about? We have an ed here, we have a chazak here. It's not nothing to talk about. We're not even discussing. So now we're gonna go back. What's the pshat? Rava didn't say like Rava, and why didn't Rava say like Rava? Now Rava says that the reason is the fish ain't edim and shein lekayimai. But the Gemara has a question, so why did Rava not say like Rabba that the reason is because they're not Bekiyin Lishma? But Rava might time a Leomak Rabba. Why didn't Rava say like Rabba? And Be'etzem, it's Shver a little bit. What's the question? Why didn't Rava say like Rabba? I'll tell you why. Because he didn't believe in this chash of Lishma. We said Rav Bekiyin, I say, and Stam Safri Dainya Bekiyin. So it's a small, muta de muta, not Bekiyin, so he'll make a laz. Maybe he didn't hold it that. But the Gemara, the Rashba asked his kasha, why didn't the Gemara just say it simple? He doesn't hold it the whole din of Emikil Shema. But the Gemara felt there was another reason. For Rav Amai Taimele Amakaraba, Amalach, so Rav says, I'll tell you why. Mik Tani, Befane Nichtav Lashma, Befane Nechtam Lashma. Does it say in the Mishnah, you have to say that was written Lashma? Doesn't say it, it just says Nichtav and Nechtam. Doesn't say anything about Lashma. So that's a right, I'm talking about Lashma. But Rabba, what did Rabba say back? It's a good time to lechayer. Don't say anything about Lashma. When you say funny nickel, that's anything about Lashma. But Rabba didn't do the list hachi. Really, you should have to say Lashma. But we're worried if you make him say three things, b'fonei nichtav l'shma, sel yidi mafshis le dibura, osil migzaya. Then you come to make a mistake. It's too many words to remember. If you make a mistake, so why don't you do it afterwards? Once you said your aid is the way it is, and you didn't say it right, so then you can't redo that. It's like a chayza magid. You can't then change it. If you just said funny nechta, if you can't say lishma, then it'll be a problem. And the halacha is the meshanim at beis tavu chamim. Then it's no good. It's a lot of mamzer even if you change exactly what you're supposed to do. So like Rashi speaks out. So if you don't say the whole thing, it's gonna be a bad mistake, and you can't fix it up afterwards. Like the rishonim speak out. So therefore, we wanted to keep it very short. So therefore, we said two words. Now also two words, you're going to make a mistake. Chodom atlas goyis. One out of three is a mistake, is possible for a mistake. Chodom atarati loy goyis. Two words, you'll manage to remember. And so, ma'isa, where's the lishma? So Rashi says over here, two ways how it means lishma. He says, Rashi the Mas Loi Gaiz. Rashi says a little bit higher up. Mumela Shalina Lena Nichtav Shma Vama In. So like Rashi said before. So therefore you ask him, is it Shma? He says yes. Inami Stumble Shma Kamasid. That was like Tosfos said before. That Stumble Shma Kamasid. So the bottom line is like this: that really it should have been Takana that the Shliach should say Vafonai Nichtav Shma. And that was a tiny Rava. Why didn't say in the Mishnah? Teretz is there's too many words. You can make a mistake. You can make a mistake. All right, two words is enough. He won't make a mistake. And where's the Lishma? It's like a Stam Lishma. The only question is, he's saying funny nichta, funny nechtam. He's saying four words of Maisa. So why worry about a mistake? So Zog Rashi, same Rashi, Umiyu, funny nichta, funny nechtam, atzechu. The ksiyu, be'ina Lishma. The kivin, the cholchod, the milsa bapin avshah, you're like, guys, two separate things. It's ksiva Lishma and chasima Lishma. Two different things. So therefore, you remember each thing. I gotta say something about ksiva and gotta ksima. Two separate things. And with that, the Rosh Hashanah asks, why don't you just make a takana to say b'fonai nechtav nechtam? Why do you say b'fonai twice b'fonai? Just say b'fonai nechtam. He says very good shmak. It'll be three words. It'll be one thing. Then you make a mistake. But now they separate two different things. B'fonai nechtav, b'fonai nechtam. Therefore, you won't make a mistake. That's the Rosh Hashanah speaks out. Hakaponim, this is the reason why Rava didn't like Rabba, because it didn't say Lishma in the Mishnah. Rabba answered it back that you're going to come to make a mistake. So now the next one goes the other way. What about why didn't Rabba say like Rava? V'Rabba my time aloyim v'karava. Why didn't Rabba say the pshat of ein edim mitzuyim v'kaima? Chayr to go pshat. Amalach. So Rabba answered, I'll tell you why. If you say that here, the b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, is a kiyum imkain nisdi b'fani nechtam. All you need a kiyum. All you need for kiyum is chasima. You don't need ksiva for kiyum. What kiyum stars means to say it's not mezuyev. The edim are not forgeries. So all you need is b'fani nechtam. What do you need b'fani nechtav? Nechtav is only in the gei l'shma. It's not the gei edim. So obviously the Mishnah is not talking about edim of kiyum because all you need is nechtam. Rabbi, my time, like Rabbi, I'm loch. I'm kain. Nitri b'fani nechtam. V'sulai b'fani nechtav lamali. When you b'fani nechtam? Shema min abin l'shma. Must be nil shma. But Rabbi answers no. Rabbi, but didn't we list the yachi? Really, you're right. It should be enough b'fani nechtam. Ella, but if that's true, dim kain osi lachlufer b'kiyum shtaris the alma be'ed echad. If you only said b'fani nechtam, so then people would see what are you doing? It's obvious you're coming to b'kiyum shtaris, and everyone's going to say that our minig is one aid is enough for kiyum shtaris, and that's not true. When it comes to a regular shtar, you need two aidim. One aid is not enough for kiyum shtaris. So therefore, we had to misakin to say something else to change the tzura sadvarim, to change the way this looks. You shouldn't get confused with regular kiyum shtaris. So a rabbi says, no one's going to get confused. Everyone knows this is different than a regular kiyum shtaris. Why? When someone says aid is a kiyum shtaris, he says, yadinon, I know this is the aidim. He doesn't say the word b'fanai. It's not how he says kiyum shtaris. So obviously here is a different case. Number two difference is, the halacha is that the Mishnah is later on that an Isha could be the Shliach and say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam. So an Isha could do this Kiyam over here. Obviously, it's not regular Kiyam. We know an Isha is not kosher aid. And the third difference is,
she could, but why the people can see him do it. He's doing it.
What? See when the man does it? Everyone knows, right. So everyone knows that this. Everyone knows stories of Gittin that Isha did the same exact thing like that man. So they know this is always a different idea. Like bringing a get is a whole different idea. And the third nafkamin is Hasan Baldavar Loy Mehemin. Hacha Baldavar Mehemin. Another nafkamin is the Baldavar. The halacha is that if you give a get to Isha and you say, I don't want you to get divorced until you get to Eretz Yisrael. You can't be divorced until you get to Eretz Yisrael. So you're basically a shliach for yourself. You get there to Shul, then you can be divorced. So the halacha is, she has to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. That's the halacha. She has to say it. So she's the Baal Dava. She is the one who has to get. She is the Isha. She's now going to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. So again, you see that there's a bunch of nafkaminas. So Rabbi says, three nafkaminas. No one's getting mixed up. First of all, there's different lashon. Yadina and b'fani. Number two is, Isha is Naaman over here, and Isha's not Naaman over there. And Baal Dava also here is Naaman. So you know it's something else. So therefore, he said, that's not a reason to say funny nechtav. But Rava says back, no. Rava amalach, auto hacha ki amrin yadina amila mehemni. Rava says, no, you're still going to get mixed up. Because you think if the shliach says, yadina ani b'chsim is there edim, you're not neman, it's not different than b'fanai. So maybe he'll say yadina and you get mixed up. You come to get mixed up. So therefore, you still can get mixed up. So don't tell me the difference in Fanai and have a Fanai, because here Yadinim, because here Yadinim would work also. I the other two questions, Isha and Valdavas. Taisus the Master Kivon, you will learn Taisus over here. Taisus says, the Kusha the Isha Valdava loy chosh lataris. Lishchiach, it's not a shiach that you think, the Maisi Gita. Vichi Maisi eight kosha, also a chluf, regularly brings it, you are going to get mixed up. Now, regarding Yadinim, so Rashi learns that you could say Yadayani. A Shliach could say Yadayani. You should know that Taisus argues on this. Because Taisus, first of all, says that would be an afkamina. Yeah, that he answers. But it would be an afkamina to Rav and Rabba. If he could say Yadayani, that would be an afkamina. Also, he has other caches that never says anywhere that you could say Yadayani. And therefore, Taisus is different from the Gemara, Ayin Shom.